Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:34 p.m. on Thursday, March 10th, 2011. Present today are Representatives Gatto, Representative Miller, Co-Chair Representative Sadler, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Thompson. Let the record also reflect that Representative Lynn is excused from today's meeting. Before we start, please turn off your cell phones. The purpose of today's meeting is to hear HCR 7, a resolution relating to awarding the Alaska Declaration of Honor to certain members of the military. This is by Co-Chair Representative Sadler. Here today to present HCR 7 is Representative Dan Sadler. Please place your name on the record and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. For the record, I'm Dan Sadler. Representative for House District 18, is this sitting here okay for you?
That's fine.
Great. Yeah. Appreciate that, sir. I actually am. What's that?
Okay. For purpose of discussion.
Touche. But I'm here to ask for your support for House Concurrent Resolution 7, which awards the Alaska Declaration of Honor to 30 military service members who were killed in the line of duty between January 1st, 2009 and February 15th, 2011. Now, the legislature created the Alaska Declaration of Honor in 2007 through the vehicle of HB 244. It's a medal that's awarded posthumously to members of the military either from Alaska or who were deployed from Alaska who were killed in action or killed in combat, supportive combat actions. The medal is presented to the families of the surviving service members, obviously. Now, the legislature has to authorize the award by resolution and has already done so in the past on two occasions, with SCR 18 in 2008 and with HCR 7 in 2009, coincidentally the same number as this one would be. To date, we've issued a total of 177 Alaska Declaration of Honors to individuals dating back to statehood. HCR 7 will actually authorize the award of another 30 service members with the Declaration of Honor and authorizes their families to receive the decoration on their behalf in recognition of their loved ones' sacrifices to the state and country. Certainly, while it is my hope, and I hope everyone's hope, that we never have to wear this medal again, we do know that freedom is not free. The cost is borne by the men and women who risk and sometimes lose their lives in service. It is our sacred duty to remember and honor their sacrifice, and HCR is one way to do that. I'm happy to take questions, and would appreciate your support for this resolution.
All right. Is there any questions from the committee to represent?
Just one small one. I'm noting that the language indicates it's killed in action. Is there a strict definition on how that's applied?
I believe it is, Representative Miller, I believe it is killed while in service. It's not combat per se. Mm-hmm. There, of course, there's many logistical challenges. There's training accidents.
Right.
So those who were killed in training or maintenance activities would still be qualified.
That's exactly what I was hoping you'd say. Thank you.
And Mr. Chair?
Representative Gatto.
And the following words, or in support of combat, which I think is there anybody who's not in support?
I think I can venture an answer because we're working on something to that.
Representative Miller, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there are a number of, a huge number, but there are a couple of folks, I believe all of them are former military that are still here in the state of Alaska. Let's say there's about 55 of them here, who are now employees with DOD. So even though they are civilians, they are still deployed under orders to go along with certain of our military contingents, most specifically our striker brigades. These folks are still being shot at. They're still getting blown up with, IEDs and so forth. So, yes, they are not necessarily considered military. They're not in service, and yet they're still risking their lives for us. So I would conclude that sort of speaks to the question a little bit.
Actually, I think that they're called Alaska's or the Expeditionary Forces.
Is that it? Yeah.
Official name of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chair, going back to World War II, we had the Merchant Marine.
Mm-hmm.
We had civilians.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. There's an expression I've heard that there's the pointy end of the sword, those who are in combat, and there's the long shaft of the sword that supports it and delivers it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm reliably informed by my staff to hear that HB 244, that originally authorizes the Declaration of Honor, does address that. And I could pass this one on refer, but I could
read the part.
Okay. Awarded to individuals who have been killed in action, who were engaged in action against an enemy, engaged in military operations involving conflict with an opposing foreign force, serving with friendly foreign forces, engaged in armed conflict, serving in or deployed to or from a combat zone designated by presidential order. Let's see, who was a legal resident concurrent? Your specific question, then? I'm sorry, is...
I just wanted to be assured that, you know, we're not going to have a real strict definition that, you know, you're in an actual firefight at the time of death occurring, that it could be in support, could be behind the lines.
Yeah, that is correct. I can assure you that that's, we're not going to draw the line strictly.
That's good. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Chair should more appropriately say killed in the line of duty.
Representative Gatto, I don't think so. Without getting into legal definitions of what action is, that's combat action, without having an attorney present, I don't want to speak to the legal definition of words, but you know, certainly every service member is always in action in support of the main mission. I don't know if the legal definition of inaction is limited to combat action or operations.
Further questions?
Mr. Chair, that's what our job is to challenge language and see if it states what we thought it stated without exception.
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
I have a question on the fiscal note. It shows zero. This is not going to cost any money to award these? Or
fair question, Mr. Chairman. The fiscal note is zero because the Joint Armed Services Committee has already appropriated and expended the money for, I believe, 250 of the actual medals and presentation boxes. So far, 250? 200, pardon me, 200, which a round number, which is enough to meet this need plus a couple extra. So it's already been spent. We've already purchased them. They already are in inventory.
Thank you. Further questions?
What's the diameter of this?
It's about 3 inches diameter, 2.5-3 inches. I do wish we had a copy. It's a beautiful design, actually done by Alaska artist John Van Zyl, who is a Vietnam era veteran, and the very, very beautifully designed. We looked around trying to find an actual iteration. I can't put my hands on it in time for this meeting. It's about yay big.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool if we had a plaque about the size of our Alaska state. I'm not sure.
Representative Gow, we can certainly work on that. We had a zero fiscal note, I'd keep it that way.
Silver plaque.
All right, seeing no further questions, is there anybody in the audience
who would like to testify? Hearing none, public testimony is closed. Any further questions, discussion amongst the committee? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion that we approve this resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move passage of HCR 7 with accompanying zero fiscal note and negative amendments. No amendment. With individual recommendations.
Individual recommendations. Seeing no objections, so approved, so moved out of committee. Okay, we'll get all that signed. And our next Military and Veterans Affairs Committee meeting will be held on Thursday, March 17th at 1 p.m. At this meeting, we will hear HB 180, Veterans Designation on Driver's Licenses, HJR 18, Consider Death Penalty for Nidal Hassan.
Nidal
Hassan.
Yes.
All right. There being no further business then at 1:42. This meeting is adjourned. Don't leave. We have to sign it.
Who is the sponsor?